What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
Eat shit. Eat shit all day. I wanna eat shit.
Man, let me tell you this. So, remember this time last year we were hanging out in Colorado and I was going hard on the grilled cheese burritos and the IPAs. So this year I had a salad for like the last 15 meals. Let me tell you this. I've been shitting like there's no tomorrow, dude. I did not realize this is what it is. It's just,
dude. Yeah, dude. A salad is Drano for the human body. You're just chugging Drano, and you're like, dang, my pipes are clean. I know what you eat, and it is wild. The amount of Taco Bell you eat is astronomical. It's really crazy. Like, truly, it's the only thing that I've ever seen in an adult, and I mean this with no hyperbole. Mm-hmm. It is insane the amount of Taco Bell you eat, Caleb, and I am not exaggerating.
No, you're not.
It's
you're
like
not.
Many, many times a week. And look, man, I support you, and you know you work out and you take care of your body in many ways. But I think it's all like it's maybe you don't think this consciously, or maybe you do, but to me as an outsider, not a part of your body and brain, it seems to me that you work out and you drink water in order to be able to eat more chocolate milk. It feels like your number one love in the world is Taco Bell. And I am not confused as to why. I love Taco Bell. I want to be clear on that.
It is good.
On that. Yeah.
It's real good.
It's real good. But man, the amount you eat is insane. I can't believe that you haven't had to have surgery on your ass.
that would be like the best GoFundMe. Chip in $5. Caleb needs surgery on his ass because of Taco Bell.
Too many grilled cheese burritos.
Yeah.
And now his asshole is fucked up.
See, shouldn't Taco Bell pay for the surgery? If I'm dropping all this money on grilled cheese burritos,
yeah,
you know, I could be their Jared and they could, you know.
Here's the thing. I absolutely think they should pay for the surgery. It is clearly their fault. Honestly, you buy it for, I think the argument that you like know what you're getting into is bullshit because they're the ones selling food and telling you it's not going to kill you. And then it explodes your butt regularly. And I absolutely think that that's their responsibility. But do you remember when Caleb was visiting New York? So Allie lives by a Taco Bell cantina. And first of all, did we talk about this on the show? In my mind, a Taco Bell cantina is a magical place.
Yeah.
That is really nice inside, the way that Taco Bell was in the movie Demolition Man.
Yes.
Like a mahogany bar and like well-to-do, low lighting, and just like nice music playing, jazz, or maybe some sort of like obscure garage rock or something, and there's like a big wooden bar with like taps that aren't labeled, and then the beer is written in chalk on the wall, and you can get little small plates, and they're like one of those bartenders that has like his sleeves rolled up and a towel over his shoulder, and one of those fucking haircuts that guys get when they really like being a guy a lot, you know. he looks like he's in a barbershop quartet, but also that he can slit your fucking throat. He looks like a Peaky Blinder, and and he's like, can I get you boys a couple Baja Blast margaritas? And you know what I mean? But instead, right. It's just like a Taco Bell that's really, 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 really scary. it's like a frightening place. And I like it was like we talked about how terrifying the 7-Eleven on Colfax in Denver was. It was like that, dude. It was like because we went in there to get enough two Baja Blast margaritas for each of us, me, him, and Allie. So I ordered six. And the woman behind the counter was like, oh, shit. Hold on. And I was like, is it a problem? Because it was like.
Right. Yeah.
It was like tile floor. You'd picture a Taco Bell. Right. Except the floor is dirty and all the chairs and tables are kind of like in disarray. And there's just like seven or eight delivery guys, New York City, like bicycle delivery guys with big foam backpacks to carry food in, like. Pissed and confused about where their food is. And then like three or four, like really, really, really fucked up people just kind of standing around and like kind of leaning on the bathroom door and like looking at you and shit. It's just like, God damn, man, this just feels like this place could pop off at any second. And, and so we walk up and it's like taking forever. And finally we get to the front of the line from like the one person that was in front of us. And I order the thing and the girl is like, oh, shit. OK, hold on. And I was like, yo, is this a problem? Because honestly, it's fine. I think I was like, we don't have to have those.
We don't need it. We don't need it. But it's, you know, how the customer's always right. I do want what's on the menu.
Yeah.
I waited in line.
And it shouldn't be a hassle. She was like, no, it's cool. I'm just not old enough to serve alcohol. And I was like, what?
I bet it's fine. I bet it's fine.
You're in here, man. Like, none of these people are going to tell on you. So this, like, older black dude comes up. He's like, what do you guys want? And we were like, six Baja Blast margaritas. And he, like, laughed. He, like, laughed at us. Yeah. And we were like, is that weird? I literally was like, dude, is it a pain in the ass? I can tell. He's like, nah, it's cool, man. It's just kind of like, you know, people just don't order those.
Taco Bell. I'm not coming in here asking for something from your house.
Yeah, dude.
It's right. It's behind. I can see where it is. It's right there.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the money.
It's also fuck off. It's cool. A Baja Blast margarita is legitimately awesome. It is the alcoholic. It is the Doritos Locos taco of alcoholic drinks. It's like a magical thing that was invented in America by geniuses.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think there's one in Denver. Now I just want to go back to a cantina, but they don't have them. They only got them in like three cities on Earth for whatever reason. And they're not maintaining them great.
Dude, I feel like if Taco Bell like invested in that and was just like, we're going to make a Taco Bell cantina that is an actual bar where you can't get Taco Bell. You can just only get Taco Bell drinks and maybe some sort of like make it like a bar bites menu. They have like the like little tacos you can get or whatever.
Yeah. They got like three options.
Yeah.
You know,
and dude, I think that shit would go hard. I think that people would love that. Make it like a Margaritaville, you know?
Yes. And play fun music. That's like, you know, getting the people going.
I would say actually make it exactly like a Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yes.
Margaritaville is a flawless business. The Jimmy Buffett Chili's, like with palm trees and fake birds and stuff.
Hello, sharks. Where do you want to make Taco Bell Cantina Margaritaville?
Yeah.
Wait, are y'all affiliated with Taco Bell?
No. No. What about Margaritaville? No.
No. I just think it's a good idea. You know?
Dude, it's like fun. How there are nicer Starbucks now, Starbucks Reserves. Have you been to those?
Yeah.
That's so smart. They just, any brand can do that. It turns out that in a neighborhood where people have a lot of money, all you got to do is like make the equipment copper instead of steel. And everyone's like, oh, my God, I'll pay $8 for the same thing.
Hammered copper. I don't know why we're all nostalgic for 200 years before we were born. But we all, look at that hammered copper.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's going to taste good out of there.
I think we're all secretly trying to escape from now
Yes.
Any possible. It's like, yeah, dude, when I get coffee, I'll pay any amount of money for a cup of shitty coffee if it was made using metal from the Industrial Revolution and served to me by a bunch of Peaky Blinders. dude.
Right. Why are we so, like, if you give me a Moscow Mule in just a cup, I would be furious. I'd be like, you know what I want. You know what I want.
Yeah, man.
I want a little steampunk shit in my cup.
And I want a little fucking basil leaf that doesn't do anything that I'm going to throw in the fucking trash. And if you give me that, I'll give you $700 for that Moscow Mule.
Yeah, man. The economy is so bad right now. I can only have one $700 Moscow Mule a day.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, have you, you know my favorite type of thing in this regard is, like, have you been to Brentwood in LA?
Yes.
Or Bel Air. Yeah. Like, in Brentwood and Bel Air, which, if you're listening and you don't know, but you probably do know, they're like they're communities inside Beverly Hills that are really, really, really rich. Brentwood is where OJ lived, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe he was in Bel Air, but
he was Brentwood. I remember
Brentwood. Okay. And I had never been there after like almost two decades of living there, but I was a Lyft driver and I got some Lyfts that took me there. And in Brentwood, there's like little, you know, like streets with shops on them and stuff, like as you would imagine. And it's literally just like Rite Aid, Petco, McDonald's, Starbucks, Jamba Juice, but they all have like a wood carved sign.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it's McDonald's, man.
Right.
It's still McDonald's. You people are so stupid. You're so rich and so stupid.
But can I get a Big Mac on a metal tray?
Yeah.
Metal tray.
They probably do get it on a metal tray.
Well, like high stool. Tastes better off high stool.
Yeah, they give you your Filet-O-Fish on a cutting board. you can take the cutting board home. It's actually...
Could you stick a steak knife into my... McFish.
Yeah. Could you take the Big Mac and could you burn the shape of a Big Mac into the bun at the top? And if you do that for me, I'll pay triple the mortgage I would 1 mile away. That's what I'll do for you.
Yeah.
I just really want to live next to a famous murderer. I'll just do anything.
I remember watching one of those OJ documentaries where they're like, you know, in Brentwood, they would call a blowjob a Brentwood hello, which was like a weird tidbit to have in an OJ. It's like a serious topic. And they're like, yeah, blowjob's called a Brentwood hello. It's like, I don't think that's true.
Does that mean that? I think what that means is that if you don't live in Brentwood and you come to Brentwood, you have to suck their dick.
That's why I don't go.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go. But I don't. I think it's an old wives' tale.
That is so, man. That I find that very upsetting, Caleb.
I do too.
I don't like that place.
Does it mean when I show up, I gotta suck, or does that like
you gonna suck my dick because you live in Brentwood and I'm visiting, or do both people have to live in Brentwood and then when they see each other, it's like, well, we should probably fuck. I should probably suck your dick.
It's a small world.
Somehow high-end Robex juice.
Yeah, man. Jesus. We should just sketch. We need to do some sketches of what we're envisioning for a Taco Bell cantina, because I feel like that's going to go somewhere.
Dude, that's a good point. We should. We should get someone to do like a 3D model.
Yeah, Jeff Tice.
Yeah. Actually, my buddy Justin does like visual effects. He does like 3D design of things. I'll see if maybe he can do it.
Dude, that'd be great.
It would be so awesome, dude.
I just want it to feel like the Prancing Pony in Lord of the Rings. That's what I want.
I'm going to make a note here.
But I think they also know that everyone feels that way. You know how In-N-Out knows what a good French fry tastes like, but they just say, fuck you, we're not going to do it.
Wait, you don't like In-N-Out French fries? I love In-N-Out French fries. Oh, they're great, man.
Come on.
They get the perfect salt ratio. Oh, my God. They're incredible.
I can't tell if this is a bit.
I mean it. I like In-N-Out fries.
What?
Do people not like In-N-Out fries? Is that like a
I've never
thing?
Met someone that liked them. This is like blowing my mind.
It's like my I like them more than the burgers, I think.
Oh my god. This is like
they're the right kind of crispy, but also they're kind of soft.
They got nothing. They taste like nothing fries to me.
Oh man, no, no.
You gotta get them animal style so that they taste like something.
I will say they do kind of disappear in your mouth. They taste very good to me, but they are like there's not much substance to them. Yeah, they're low on potato.
You know, everybody sees what Arby's is up to. Everybody sees what McDonald's is up to. And In-N-Out knows they could step it up, and they're just not. They're just you either like it or not.
I love talking about fast food chains like it's international relations. Like, everybody sees what's on the table at Arby's.
You look at Arby's. You look at McDonald's. We love them curly, but straight's good, too.
Oh, boy.
That is a great way to seem like you know what you're talking about. You just say, look at, and then you fill in things.
Look at this. Look at that.
Look at the European Union. Look at NATO. Look at South Africa. You know,
take a real look at that. Take a real look at that.
And everybody's like, damn, he knows what to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Look at the Senate. You know, and look at the Senate for next year. Everybody's like, damn, he fucking knows.
Wow.
About the
next year
as well.
I don't know anything about the Senate for next year. I got to go read a book about the Senate.
You look at these polls out of Ohio and you just shake your head like it goes without saying.
Goes without saying. Yeah. I don't need to see any more of that.
That's a great way too. That just seems smart on Twitter. Just tweet. I've seen enough during something. And everybody's like, fuck, he's seen.
Wow.
If he's seen enough, man, I've probably seen enough.
I've seen enough. I'm just going to tweet, I've seen enough every day now. Oh, man. Twitter.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. Please tweet, I've seen enough every day. I've seen enough. I have seen enough, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm sick of all of it. Everything that's gone on my whole life.
I've seen enough.
Yeah, dude, I get it. That's dude. What I just tweet? I get it every day.
I get it.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh man.
Dude, this is why we need you back on Twitter, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm important. That's true. People do know that I'm an important man, and my thoughts are important too. I got to get them out there. No one thinks the stuff I think. No one thinks stuff like I get it and I've seen enough.
Dude, you know what's kind of nuts? Did you see that Jon Stewart, he's going to be hosting The Daily Show on Mondays?
Yeah, I did see that.
So if that happens, so he's doing that. If Trump wins, aren't we going to kind of blame Jon Stewart a little bit?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if Jon Stewart gets back on The Daily Show and Trump wins, aren't we going to kind of be like, well, shit, what was that all about?
You mean, shouldn't Jon Stewart being part of The Daily Show mean he's going to stop Trump? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. It just seems like if he hosts it and Trump wins, I feel like he'll immediately get fired. Everybody's like, well, shit, we thought this would help.
Oh, I see. I guess I didn't even think of it that way. God. Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I think that's so... Just end the fucking show. Like, why are we doing this show? And especially, like, you can't pick a host. Why not? Like, what the fuck? Like, who cares, dude?
I think that the Venn diagram of who can do the job and wants to is so much smaller than we think.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Who they want to do it and who wants to do it is like no one. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Like you could do it, but they're not going to let you do it.
Sure. I would do it, but I don't want to.
Right.
I mean, every day I'd be mad, but then I would do it and I would leave as quickly as I possibly could after I felt like it got me into a place where my career was safe. Like, I immediately would fucking leave.
Right. And I think they know that. I think they know that
for about a lot of people. Yeah. But I also think, like, Yeah, I don't know. They have a bunch of, I don't know. Yeah. It's just like with Jeopardy, you know, Jeopardy has been around for so long and is like a mainstay of American culture. And people love it. And so, yeah, sure. I don't really understand what the goddamn problem is with finding a host. Like, they just really need them to fill like a lot of slots, and that's great, but you can find that person. But still, whatever. If you like need to do this thing where you're alternating between people because that's what you want to do, the show should stick around just because it's a game show and it's kind of evergreen, right?
Right.
But the Daily Show, like, just hasn't mattered in a while. And like, make a new show. Just stop these dead entities for dear life, too. Jon Stewart's coming back on Mondays. What the fuck is that? What does that mean? Who cares, dude? It really annoys me. And he's gonna EP it, and he's like posting photos of him, like, yeah, this is my spot. You went off and did your own thing, and that was cool that you did that. And yeah, I didn't watch it because you put it on a channel no one has. But like, you know, I don't know. It's very frustrating.
Dude, it reminds me of the Larry Miller joke about when a couple breaks up, it gets back together. He's like, yes. That's like taking your milk out of the fridge and going, oh, it's gone bad. Well, maybe tomorrow it'll be fresh. And you put it back in.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what it feels like. Like, you can't go back. You can't go back. No matter how good Jon Stewart does, everybody's going to be like, well, I really wish it was 2004. That's what I wish. And it can't be.
And it can't
be. Just sad. It's like, you gotta give it up.
It also really is. I mean, you know, when we're talking about politics, like it evolves. Things are very different now. And I think the Daily Show like did positively affect things back then. We all like really needed it. And now like it's like that hole is filled by so many other things that are better and like more direct.
Yeah. It's like a Lipstrong bracelet. Remember those? That was nice, but that's over.
Right. Totally.
We got another way to do stuff.
Yeah. We learned a little bit more, you know?
that's the liberal solution. They're like, Trump's running again. Let's bring back the iPod shuffle. That'll help.
They keep what's he gonna say? They keep being like, Democrats are just so, man. Yeah, let's bring back 2004. Make America 2004 again. Actually, it's make America 1998 again. 1996, maybe. When was Bill Clinton accused? We were saying, I think 1994. 1994 is the year they want it to be.
1994 versus 1950. Every year.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Nobody wants it to be now. That's all we can agree on.
Yeah. Well, no one wants it to agree on that. But neither of them want to even accept that it's now. Like, I definitely don't want it to be now. I'm not stupid. Now sucks dick, dude.
That's a good shirt. Oh, we need a shirt.
Now sucks dick. All right, I'll make that shirt. I'm going to make that shirt.
That's a shirt. We could all have that shirt.
Make now sucks dick shirt. Damn, what should the now sucks dick shirt look like? Should it look like the mean people suck sticker? Just like huge. Huge, bold white letters. I think it should be more artful than that. Is the thing, like,
it's like, what else is a popular shirt?
Oh yeah, shit happens.
Be kind.
Let's see. I'll Google popular shirts. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. None of these help.
Or you know what would sell the most? It says "Now sucks dick," and it's got one of those skeletons that has a face of an American flag.
Oh yeah!
Oh, dude. People love buying a shirt with an American flag skeleton so much.
Dude, no! What if it's the Supreme logo, and it says "Now sucks dick"?
Yeah.
I do think the skull with the American flag. Let me look that up.
And it's always like giving the finger. It's like a American flag skull giving the finger. Now sucks dick. And they got a bandana. It's a skull with a bandana.
I don't know the exact graphic you're talking about, but I can picture it.
It's maybe it's more common in the South, but I've been in the South for like a month now, and dude. Those
is
shirts
it the Punisher skull or it. Just a regular skull?
Let's see. American flag skull.
The one I found, it's got like bald eagle wings.
There's always a bald eagle. Oh, dude, yes. Like these. You see this?
Yeah.
These things.
American flag skull. Okay. Well, I'm looking for one with a middle finger. Skull, American flag, middle finger. Yeah, here we fucking go. Oh my god. That's so good. Imagine making this. You know what I love, dude, is that like you know when you're, I don't know, especially I think in high school and college, you imagine, I don't know, when you think of art, you think of like people that are trying to you think of people that are very, very soft and liberal and wanted to go to art school, but mm-hmm. some people go to art school to find out how to draw a skull giving an American flag the finger. There's just like in every art school class, there's an Alex Jones just like seething with rage who like hates. They're all gay. You're all gay. It's just like in the corner, figuring out how to stop motion animate like a cop beating at someone to death.
Why? That's another. I want the American flag skull with a middle finger, and it just says "I'm gay." That's a pretty good shirt.
That is incredible, Caleb. That's exactly. That's the "I'm gay" shirt, and the Supreme one is the is the "now sucks dick" shirt.
Dude,
I love it when we find new merch.
Yeah, dude, hard at work.
God, I love
potato boys can't stop shit.
Yeah, that's right, dude. Well, we're so full of potatoes. Dude. When you eat this many potatoes, your family or whatever. Or yeah, hey, what if it says "now sucks dick" and it looks like the Olive Garden logo? Oh, buddy. Did you see that there are people in Ireland that are saying Biden isn't welcome back?
Oh, really? In Ireland?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I think that's great. I think that's really great. We're, and it's because of Gaza. And Gaza is right. Just like so fucked up and far gone at this point. That I already didn't want to vote for Biden, and now I really do not want to vote for Biden because he's fucking okay with it.
How funny would it be if no one voted? If we held the election,
it no really feels. It. I don't know anyone who likes anyone.
Right.
It's
baffling.
Yeah, dude. I don't even have a choice of who to vote for. There's not even someone that's a little better.
It's like, would you rather be shot out of a cannon into the moon or into a volcano? And people are like, you're a fucking idiot if you want to be shot out of a cannon into a volcano. Let's go to the moon. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't want to be, now you're just letting shot out of a cannon into the volcano wind. I guess I am.
I know, dude. Like, the whole thing with Democrats was at least they're like not going to spend as much on the military. Maybe.
It's just so insane. People being like, look, it obviously 5 wars and 3 armed conflicts is better than 6 wars and 4 armed conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the, I don't know. I don't know, dude, how it adds up. I'm just guessing, but it would be funny. I really feel like maybe. That would be so funny to rally. It's like, you know, Trump wins with 80 votes. Biden gets like 45. Everybody's like, wow, no one voted.
Yeah, dude. Wow, that'd be insane. In a landslide of 10 votes to one, Donald Trump wins, dude.
Oh, it's terrifying. It's what a world.
Yeah, dude.
They're so old, man. It's like really upsetting. And they're going to get older all year.
I know.
We're all just.
And they're going to be even older the year after that.
Oh, it's just a nightmare, dude.
I know, just dude.
Not even cool old. Two old bastards.
Come bastards. On. Just a bunch of fucking bastards, dude. Old, they're just like smiling, bastards. Smiling while they murder a bunch of people.
Dude, it's like I wouldn't even like if it was Christmas and they're like, all right, let's play spades. And I had to pick between Trump or Biden to be like my partner in a game. You right. know what I mean? Like, not the old dumb dipshit.
I know, dude. Oh, God, I know. I'll bet you no one wants to hang out with Joe Biden. I bet you think about that. How we have a president who doesn't have any friends. The only reason they text him back is because he's the fucking president.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude. No one would go to that dude's birthday party if they didn't fucking have to.
Oh, and you know it's not a good party. There's no way it's a good party.
No, dude. There's just like tons of ginger ale. And there's so much fucking ginger ale. And there's like a big band.
Dude, you got kicked out of Ireland, dude. Not great. Not great.
Totally.
Oh man. Yeah, I wonder if like Obama gets annoyed. Like, I wonder if Joe will text him and be like, ah, "Did you see? You see what happened? You see what Ted Cruz said?"
Right.
Obama's
dude.
Like,
Yeah, dude, definitely like at least three times and probably way more times than this, but at least a few times it's happened. Barack Obama has texted Joe Biden and said, "Hey, man, sorry I took me so long to write you back. I've just had like a weird week."
You imagine telling the president you're busy?
Yo, I'm sorry, dude. Just,
things have been crazy. things have been really crazy. Yeah, I was didn't have any service.
Sorry, I was in Chicago, and I guess like T-Mobile just doesn't really work in Chicago.
And Biden's like, "I'll look into that."
Yeah, okay.
I'll look into that. I'm gonna give him a call.
No, don't. You know,
no,
don't.
No, you know, don't. Yeah.
You know, keep your mind on other stuff, like Israel and your diaper. And how old is Ron DeSantis?
He's in his 50s. Mid-40s, I think. Big old nerd.
You remember that I made that sign that said IDK, not Trump, though, in 2016?
Yeah.
So in 2020, people were like, "You should bring that back. You can make some money." But I felt bad about it because I was like, no, I want to like rally behind whoever's running against him.
Right.
I didn't want to. I felt like it would be wrong. And now this year, I'm like, yeah, well, we can bring it back. I fucking hate him. I hate everybody else. And so I got a sign made that says IDK, not any of them. And I am also going to make another one, I think, that says anyone under 70, LOL.
That's great. That's
the only
great.
Problem with that one is that the front runner under 70 is DeSantis.
But he already dropped out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he dropped out. And one of the lamest, dude, it's like one of the lamest things I've ever seen. And I hate Gavin Newsom's crazy ass, but that clip when he's doing a debate with Ron DeSantis and he goes, "The only thing me and him have in common is neither of us are going to be the nominee for our party."
Holy shit.
And he goes, in a number of weeks, Ron DeSantis will be endorsing Trump for president. And then they cut to DeSantis and he's like trying to smile because he doesn't know what to do because he knew it was right. And, oh, it's like, it's so embarrassing, dude. I can't think of a more embarrassing. Like, he's like, "Trump is old. She's unqualified. He's a chaotic president. He spent too much and he fucked a porn star And I am proud to endorse him for president. It's like such a lame little bitch.
Oh. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Man.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Gotta poor guy.
Got to go back to running Florida.
And his weird need to be taller. Just be short, dog. It's yeah, okay,
it's
man.
It's really going to be fine. Yeah, it would have been better.
It would have been better.
Stay short.
To just admit it, man. It's like, damn, that sucks. It's like insecurity at a
right.
career level. Oh, man. Yeah. It's like at this point, if honestly, if that's how you feel, just get like little, get a surgery where they cut your feet off and they put little fucking metal, like, 3-inch long metal yeah. poles, because fuck it, dude, your life blows.
Yeah,
your life is really, really bad if you wear, because those boots looked, you showed me them, they look insane. It looks not comfortable,
and you're walking, you look like
you're wearing high heels.
You're like a circus performer.
Yeah,
it's insane. It doesn't look natural.
It's a high heel inside a cowboy boot.
Yeah.
Man, dude. Fucking that guy must be really weird.
Let me know when you're close, honey.
I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm going to come. I'm going to come for everyone in the state of Florida. I've been coming inside my wife for my constituents for since before you were born.
I just imagine him saying that with like his hands on his hips.
Honey, you know I can't come unless I'm not looking you in the face. Yeah, he's got his hand on his hips. And they're watching the debates. God, I hope Trump loses. If Trump loses, I'll come. And not before.
Oh, man.
Buddy, should we take a little break?
Yeah, we'll be right back. We love you.
All right, dude. We love you.
What's it called?
Oh, we're back.
Welcome back to What's It Called.
That's
what's
right.
What's up, sleepers? What's up, Richard?
We love you.
Carnes? We love you so much. Get ready to lay down here with
us. Getting after it.
We are getting after it every moment of every day because we're fucking Chris Cuomo in our hearts.
Yeah, dude.
God, I've never hated a person so much in my life than that absolute dumbass of a man. But damn, I love getting after it. Getting after it.
I do love
stuff.
Getting after it.
Dude, get after it, man.
Dude, every day I wake up, I get after it.
Yeah, dude, let's get after it. And then I go take a shit immediately.
That's
get after it.
Yeah, dude. I got to go to Trader Joe's.
Let's get after
get
it.
After it.
Buy some mangoes. Yeah, man. I wonder how that feels when that guy's getting after it with the chores, if it feels just as important as when he's getting after the news. We love you all so much. Thanks so much for listening
to
our big,
love
stupid
you.
Show. Remember, face down, ass up, keep tipping.
That's right.
Fuck Walter Mondale. We are shop.whatsitcalled.rodeo and
whatsitcalled.rodeo.
Those are our websites. And we are literally going to make those I'm gay and now sucks dick shirts because I think the world needs it. Dude,
too fun.
You'll see what we mean if you don't know what we mean. A big fucking like bald eagle ripped American flag that looks like a Blue Lives Matter shirt, but it says I'm gay is fucking awesome. I want that shirt so bad. Go to those websites if you want more from us. You know, there's a link to a forever invite to our Discord, to our YouTube, to watch video episodes, and we sell a bunch of dumb shit and also like branded merch for the show. Follow us at What's It Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah,
if you want to jump in and rename with us, but also we are doing the renaming on Discord now. The Discord,
we're getting after it in the Discord. Join that Discord.
Dude. And they are the people that are in there a lot are kindly helping us by reposting the tweets in there. So if you don't want to use Twitter, that's there now. And also patreon.com/whatsitcalled if you would like more of us. And speaking of which, real quick, we have a little bit of business to tend to.
Oh, yes, we do.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
It's still there.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
And Caleb, what else is there?
Well, Ben Shapiro, you know, he doesn't just write books and, you know, trigger libs. He's also started rapping, and he's put out a hip hop joint today. It's probably a couple days ago now that you're hearing this, but I just I only listened to about 3 seconds of it because I was like, I can't wait to tell Dave. This is it feels like Christmas morning. Ben Shapiro has waited, and he started like tweeting at other rappers, like talking shit, like he's higher on the charts.
Oh my God.
And we gotta that's why you gotta join the Patreon.
Incredible. We're gonna play the song today on the Patreon.
Yeah.
And I would imagine take a huge dump on it. That's what I would really love to happen. But
you
hey,
never know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's hot fire, dude.
Yeah, dude. Ben Shapiro featuring Obi Trice.
I'm drunk.
Triggering.
I am drunk. For the sake of argument, let's say I'm drunk.
I'm drunk. I'm drunk right now. Yeah, so that's patreon.com/whatsitcalled. We're going to do that this week. And we are renaming Nicolas Cage.
Hell yeah, we are.
This week. I am really excited about this. It turns out I'm a big fucking Nicolas Cage fan.
Oh, me too.
And he lost me for a while. He made a bunch of dog shit, but he's back, man. Ever since Pig, I'm like, oh yeah, I love this guy. You see Pig?
Oh, I did see Pig.
Pig rips, Pig's dude.
Pig's great.
Man.
Yeah, and I love the one where he plays himself. It was great. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent is great.
Oh, I didn't see that one. And I still haven't seen... Oh, Dave! What's the new one? The new A24 movie?
Dream Scenario is also good.
I hear it's great. Yeah.
Dude, we should watch one when you're in when we're in Fort Collins.
That's right. This episode has dropped as of January 29th, 2024. And this coming weekend, I'm opening for Caleb at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, Colorado, February 2nd and 3rd.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, so come to that. And let's watch a fucking Nicolas Cage movie while we're up there, dude.
I love
what's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie, you think?
Probably National Treasure. I mean, it's
there's
so much nostalgia in it, and there's nothing else like it where it's like, let's do a patriotic Indiana Jones where there's the supernatural power is our founding father's legacy. It's just fucking insane.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so silly and just one of the least boring movies ever.
That's true.
I really love it. I love it. And it's not trying to be good. It's not trying to be art.
It's just trying to be fun.
It's just trying to be a fun PG action movie for kids to learn a little bit about the Constitution.
I know.
And
it's so great. It's like, all right, we're going to do the Da Vinci Code, but if the Bible was America. it's such a blast. I would say my number one, though, is Con Air. I'm a big Con Air
man.
Con Air's so
great.
So good. Dude. He's just trying to get the little bunny rabbit back to give to his daughter.
I know. And he's doing. Man. He's just really out there with that accent.
There is a line in that movie, dude, where Danny Trejo is like, so if you haven't seen the movie, the concept of the movie is Nicolas Cage is like a Green Beret and he gets in a fist fight defending his wife. This is in the beginning of the movie. This is like during the credits. He gets in a fist fight at a bar and kills a guy. And since his hands are, because he's a Green Beret, they're technically deadly weapons. He goes to prison for murder or something.
Yeah.
And he was defending these guys that were like going to hurt his fucking wife. And she was pregnant with their kid at the time. So he goes to prison. He doesn't know his daughter. And then they're moving prisoners one day on a plane. That's why it's called Con Air. And it's just like, because he's a murderer, he's on like, he's with all these like horrible criminals. And then the criminals take over the plane. And then they're in charge of the plane, and they have the like prison guards that are on the plane, like chained up and shit. And Danny Trejo is like a horrible piece of shit who, I don't know, assaults people. And he's like, there's a female prison guard, and Danny Trejo, there's like no one else around, and he walks up to her and he's acting like he's gonna fuck with her. And he's like touching her, and it's really gross. And he's like about to fucking assault this woman. And she's like, get away from here, or whatever. And then Nicolas Cage shows up out of nowhere and fucking like kicks him, like grabs the top of the plane and with both feet kicks him in the chest. And he like flies back. And Nicolas Cage goes, don't treat women like that. It is so fucking sick, dude. It's so badass. Oh man.
Oh boy. That should be a PSA. They should just play that clip.
Yeah.
Every day. That should just be playing in ads.
I love it.
Yes. Don't treat, and he has that
don't
voice.
Treat women like that.
Don't treat women like
He's
that.
He's got like a weird baby. It's such a weird accent. And it's crazy because the other people in
the
movie...
One that I've never seen in real life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not good with accents. He just can't.
You should have put the bunny in the bag.
You should have put the bunny in the bag. Yeah, he's like... Yeah, he just does it wrong. And the rest of the people in the movie are Danny Trejo, Steve Buscemi, John Cusack, John Malkovich.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. That's right, dude. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, the other cons in Con Air are star-studded.
It's really nuts.
Yeah.
Just Michael that's Bay. A movie, man.
Dude, it's a good like, time.
Criminals on a plane, dude. Dude,
Con Air. And they, like, land in the middle of nowhere in the desert where they're going to get another plane, and they can't find Steve Buscemi, and he's, like, a serial killer. And they just, like, infer that he murdered this child. Yeah. It's like, good God.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah, it's such a crazy movie. Yeah. And man, then, of the course, 90s, the plane really crashes into downtown Las Vegas because why the fuck wouldn't it? And like the the moving hand from the big neon cowboy like falls off and like crushes a limousine or something. You know, fun stuff, dude. Good, fun film stuff
back when we had real movies.
They should stop calling movies things like Plane and Dog and make it how about Dog Plane? How about that? Con Air is not that different from Dog Plane. Oh
dude,
man,
I'd watch Dog Plane.
Snakes on a Plane, how about a sequel but it's positive? I really like all these motherfucking dogs on this motherfucking plane. I fucking love dogs, and there's so many motherfucking dogs on this motherfucking plane. Dogs on a Plane. This summer, Samuel L. Jackson actually has a super good flight.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, dogs on a plane. We got to Photoshop that.
Dog Plane. All right, you want to rename Nicolas Cage?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. All right. It's such a funny name because it's not his name.
Yeah, you know what right. I mean? What is his name?
Coppola.
No, what?
Yeah, his last name's Coppola.
Is that true? Think
he just, yes, he just thought Cage sounded badass.
Nicolas Kim Coppola. I didn't know he was a Coppola.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, of course he is. Man. All right, here, I
got
one.
Some names, dude. Let's go.
Really big Tom Cruise.
I got King of the Gas Station.
The Wet Man.
Leonidas Gunn.
If Brad Pitt was a snake.
He is snaky.
He is snaky, yeah.
I got Marlon Brando, Elvis America.
Horny John Malkovich.
Thaddeus T. Shitbird.
Wow, that one really got me. Joseph and his amazing Technicolor dirty wife beater.
Benjamin Punch.
Balding for soup.
I like that. I got a big bastard wizard man.
Wow. Damn, that's so funny. All right, here's my last one. Piano Reeves.
All right, my last one is Italian Redneck Karate Thespian.
Wow. Holy shit. That is great, dude.
Oh, I love you so much.
All right, and every week we do a game online with like a little bit of extra thing for you guys to play renaming. And this week it was what, man, I'm brain farting right now. Oh, what if Nicolas Cage were French?
Yeah.
What would his name be? Also, it is the near end of wet January.
That's right, baby.
Few days left. Every single weekday in January, we're renaming something online, both on our Twitter at What's Your Pod and in our Discord, a link on our website to it. Yeah. And then we're going to be doing weekly every single Tuesday. We'll be renaming something. And then the renamings will show up on episodes like 3 months later. We wanted to, I don't know, do it that way. So anyway,
yeah, we do.
Yeah, every single fucking week, y'all crush it. Your names are always so goddamn funny. We pick our top 10, and it is hard to pick. Yeah, but coming in at number 10 of our top 10 this week, says hello, comrades, in our Discord, had Nick Hoffalus Cage. Couldn't even do it right. Nick Hoffalus Cage. Hoffalus Cage. Yeah.
We got another one from the Discord. Exclamation Nick said Nick Coppola.
Yep, exactly. All right. And then at Larry Bellello on Twitter said International Treasure.
Just perfect.
Larry, well done.
Just great. Jordan in the Discord said Nick Cafe.
Yeah, that's great. That's really clever. At Seth Mills on Twitter with Gerard Depardieu. Fuck yeah, dude.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
At Darth Plato on Twitter said Declaration de Independence.
Yeah, totally.
Declaration.
At Shibi Carlene on Twitter had Uv Actor.
Uv
Actor. Yeah, Uv. Yeah, how do you say
Uv Actor? Or,
yeah, it's the last word in hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, uvector.
Uvector.
Yeah, man, my French accent sucks.
Well, so do the French ones that are real.
That's true.
Sure, Devin on the Discord said, blue is the warmest cage.
That one's great. I love that. All right, coming in second, the runner-up Ricky Shit at Dumb Space Bimbo had Pepe Le Chew the Scenery. Yeah, fuck him.
And
dude,
our Ricky Shit this week, very funny guy on Twitter, at Mike McRae. No, it's at Mike Mac Ray Mike is his handle. Said Louis the 14 movies a year.
Yeah, that's really just fucking great. Good. Mike is a great comic based in Austin, Texas. He's so funny. Yeah.
And he's got a great, he's got really good impressions. He does a really good, the best hair support I've ever heard.
Dude, yeah, his impressions are just fucking unreal.
Bananas.
Yeah. They're
he has
so
a Brad
good.
Brad Pitt? Dude. Like, no one has a Brad Pitt.
Yeah, dude. He has a great... Here's his Alex Jones.
I'll suck your dick.
That's his impression of Alex Jones.
Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, dude.
And this is his impression of Fred Durst.
It's like he's in the room weird. With
us. Yeah, totally. It's like he's a bit of it's like that's not Fred Durst. That's a guitar, dude. What's why are you being so weird, man? You're weird.
You would have to be a really good impressionist to be able to do that with your mouth.
Yeah.
Because you can do a good mouth trumpet, but no one can really do a good
mouth guitar.
Mouth guitar.
I guess somebody can. Yeah, that's what people don't know. The entire band System of a Down is done by mouth. There's no they do all the they just make all those sounds.
you see them live and they're just got a microphone.
You know, that's the drummer. Boom boom. Oh man, this is real dumb. We love y'all so much.
We love you so much.
Thanks for listening to our stupid show. We will see you next week. We hope to see you this coming weekend at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, Colorado.
That's right.
And Caleb is in Boulder the following Sunday.
That's true.
So come out to that. Go to the Patreon to hear Ben Shapiro's rap. We love you so much. We'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah. All right. Peace.
Bye.
What's it called? What's it called?